It's the start of March Madness. For those of you who don't know, and I was surprised how many people don't know what March Madness is, it's a college basketball tournament, which is probably the second most popular and fun national sporting event in America after the Super Bowl. It's way more interactive because we're all involved in it. In fact, I would venture a guess that if you work in an office with more than four people, I will bet somebody at your workplace has been working on their March Madness brackets. We had to have ours in yesterday. I'm not sure how much thought you put into your predictions for these basketball games. I know guys who actually sit down at their computer Sunday night and spend many hours going through each team's season, looking at matchups and whatever else they look at. They go kind of nuts on this. I'm more of a gut feeling kind of guy. Actually, we've got another lady in our office who I just was asking her about her strategy, and she uses the top-bottom pattern method in her tournament brackets. And I know some people like to go with the mascot method of picking the teams. You know what the mascot method is? Of course, it's which mascot would win between two teams. Would a badger beat a pirate, for example? Now, if you do that, this is my idea. If you do that kind of thing, I think you should always look for a weather team, like a tornado or a hurricane. Tornado or hurricane pretty much whips everything. And the only problem with that this year is I went through the brackets for the March Madness, and I only found one team that might fit the weather pattern. There's a team called the Red Storm in this year's tournament, but I'm not sure if they're referring to weather, Russians, or a bad rash.